That is brand new music from legendary Canadian songster Ron Sexsmith. He's got a brand new record called Hungover Terrace. Recorded most of it in London. Well, England, that is. Some of it in London, some of it in the surrounding areas. That was called Don't Lose Sight. And before that, Neon Dreams, a Canadian band who also have ties to South Africa. And they've been touring there a lot. They're pretty big down there. That was Stardust by Neon Dreams. I'm your host, Julian Taylor, and here is one of my favorite Phil Collins songs from the album No Jacket Required. This is Don't Lose My Number.
Oh,
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
One place underwater, another burn. No one is surprised, but everybody's shocked with diminishing returns. Worn out shoes pacing around the room. Universal doom. Fished up all the fishes and wishing for more wishes with diminishing return. You could say the walls are caving in, then the waves will come and wash away these castles made of sand. Doesn't change the way I feel, or it's real, through me in the after, it's your love in the afternoon.
Favorite new releases that has come out this year, that is Dan Magan from Vancouver and Diminishing Returns from the album Natural Light. That was recorded in 6 days up at a little cottage with him and a couple of friends, and you can definitely feel that in the energy of the record. Julian Taylor here, you're listening to The Jukebox. We got music coming up from Kenny Blues Boss Wayne, Boogie Woogie Showdown, also brand new music from the East Coast rock and roll band Sloan called Dream Destroyer. We also have something from The Resilience, and this is a record and an artist that was produced by Boogie and the Beat from Winnipeg. We're going to play something from them, but before we get to that, here is Baptiste, My Father's Sins.
My father's sins, they got so much allure. I'm on my knees, begging, praying for a cure. I'll break every curse in our tree if I could see you set free when no one's around. Do you ever shed a tear when they all look away? Kick a little poetry for the ones in the dirt that gone too soon. All alone on the highway when thoughts come pooling. Every promise that I broke, treating life like a joke. My loved ones down, yeah, that's right where I left behind. My father's sins, they got so much allure.
I'm on my knees, begging, praying for a cure. I'll break every curse in our dream if I could see you set free when no one's around. Do you ever shed a tear when they all look away? How you deal with that pain? I was in love with the things that bang and the things that shine. Nearly lost my mind. Drowned my guilt, run from myself. This feels like hell, you say, oh well. With this blood and holy water, cleanse my soul, grace to the Father. My Father sent the God so much allure. I'm on my knees, begging, praying for a cure. I'll break every curse in our tree if I could see you set free when no one's around. Do you ever shed a tear when they all look away? How you deal with that pain?
Music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Yeah. Fingers go. Turn on the lights. watch my fingers spin. On this 88, I ain't gonna take it slow. Deep inside, my boogie wants to come out. Yeah, deep inside, my boogie wants to come out. You see, the more I boogie, the louder I begin to shout.
Music can contribute to a child's intellectual growth.
I can unequivocally assert the validity of that statement.
Ask the trusted experts at Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments about their full line of guitars, strings, brass, woodwinds, drums, and keyboards. Our music lesson centers offer lessons in person or online for all levels, ages, and styles.
I actually feel myself getting smarter.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Go to long-mcquaid.com for details.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lazarowitz, and this is Climate Connections. After back-to-back hurricanes hit southwest Louisiana in 2020, Roisheta Sibley Ozane and her six children were left homeless.
I didn't have any money in the bank, I had children who were hungry, and we had lost our home.
For weeks, before FEMA assistance arrived, she got by with the help of her community. Local churches paid for a hotel and donated food and clothing. Once she was back on her feet, Ozane wanted to provide the same help to others, so she started an organization called the Vessel Project of Louisiana. The group makes people more resilient to disasters by first helping them with their basic needs.
We ensure first that people are fed. We ensure that people have safe and secure housing.
But they do not stop there. The group also educates people about the harms caused by the fossil fuel industry and rallies community members to oppose oil and gas development in the region. She says oil and gas companies pollute the air and warm the climate while making big profits. Meanwhile,
the community lacks resources and assistance for our most vulnerable citizens.
So she wants to help people connect the dots between the fossil fuel industry, climate disasters, and the day-to-day struggles that make it hard to recover. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Hi,